Good afternoon, Trey.
Hey, how's it going?
Not a lot of fun around here today, huh?
Nah, not really. But, you know, it is what it is. It's football, so you got to get back to the drawing board.
How was the plane ride home?
It was an hour, but, you know, it wasn't too much laughing and things going on. It was just...
A lot of eating.
Yeah.
They feed you on those things.
Just sit there and eat.
Candy. The first thing
just
I do...
eat your feelings after a loss? Is that what happens?
I go right for a Reese's, a king-size Reese's of four cups, and then you go. I go with a king-size Twix.
Yeah. And then call your... That's a flight. There you go.
that's all you really need. Then you go in your sugar coma, and that's it. Pass out.
I feel like going into it, I mean, if I'd said that Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster were going to combine for under 100 yards receiving, you would have felt like he did a pretty good job, but it was the running game once again.
Yeah, you know, it's been tough, you know, the last few weeks, you know, stopping the run things, but you know, that's football, man. That's how teams are attacking us now. We just gotta find a way to fix it. So.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why are teams able to run the ball against you so successfully?
I mean, I couldn't, you know, pinpoint anything specific. You know, I could say as far as just from us, physical, getting off of blocks, you know, that it kind of hitting us with a lot of new things, you know, and being fundamentally sound, pressing blocks, you know, getting extension, things like that, getting knocked back, setting the edge. You know, we've been struggling with all those type of fundamentals and things. So, you know, it's kind of, they're kind of attacking us on the edge, attacking us, you know, every which way. So we just got to get better. Yeah.
Did they use Jalen Samuels different than they'd been using James Conner? Because I know Samuels played last week as well, but most of the season it's all James Conner.
Yeah, it was a kind of funky run game, kind of, you know, some of the things that they did that, you know, they've been doing or used to doing, but, you know, it was just kind of a situation where, okay, I wouldn't say preparing for Connor because we knew he had an injury and things, but, you know, it was, so we were prepared for, you know, whoever to play, but, you know, I think it was just a fundamental thing and, you know, getting knocked back, setting the edge, like I said, forcing it back to the teeth of the defense, and, you know, we struggled with that at some times last night, so.
We talked before about how hard it is to get a guy like Ben Roethlisberger on the ground.
Yeah.
On the play that they eventually called intentional grounding. I know Bill was screaming on the sidelines for, he was in the grasp, he was in the grasp.
Yeah.
Do officials give him more leeway because he's so big and strong?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because, you know, you look at plays around the league and, you know, they don't want you to take the quarterback to the ground or take him ground hard or make a physical tackle on the quarterback. But with a guy like him, you know, if you try not to drive him through the ground or try not to, you know, take him to the ground hard, then he's able to stay up. And
yeah, he weighs as much as the DN. Yeah, he can, the same weight.
Once he get his right arm free, he's able to throw it away or throw it wherever. And it's kind of like, you know what you do, but – you know, it is what it is. You know, you just got to play within the rules, play within, you know, however the officials call it and deal with however it comes. So,
did you have one of those occurrences as well? Like, you think you've got him, you've wrapped him up, and next thing you know, he's away?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, I can think of even college. You guys remember Michael Robinson?
Yeah,
he was
Penn State.
Quarterback for Penn State.
There was like a fullback at the
I hit him as hard as I could right in his back, and he was kind of like this, and he still threw the ball.
Yeah.
And I hit him as I was full sprint, and I hit him. Yeah. Like blindside hit, and he still threw the ball. I got up thinking I had a sack, and
I saw
incomplete. I was like, "What?"
Well, it seems a little inconsistent because Van Noy's sack was basically like hugged him.
Yeah,
he's kind of like wrapped up, and they were dancing. And sometimes they let the quarterback get out of that, and then other times they blow it dead. So it can be a little confusing. But now at the last series when you guys have the ball, are you thinking you guys are gonna score and tie this thing up? I mean, you held them to a field goal, so it was only a touchdown. Brady had over 2 minutes to move it down the field. What were you feeling like on the sideline?
Yeah, we always, you know, obviously anticipating, you know, going down there, getting some points, you know, tying it up and being have to, you know, play a few seconds out or, you know, get it to overtime or whatever. But, you know, it didn't happen. So, you know, you just kind of, whatever it was when we went out there, we had to play it. So, yeah.
Julian Edelman said after the game that he thought the offense should take responsibility for the loss. He said if the defense only gives up 17 points to that team with those players, they've done their job. He said we, meaning the offense, didn't do ours. Did you think your defense did a good enough job against Pittsburgh?
Nah, I mean, you know, nobody's going to say that they did a good enough job because obviously we didn't get the win. So defense obviously could have done better, you know, stopping the run. You know, some plays out there that we, you know, gave up that maybe we should – it was, you know, lack of, you know, either physicality, missed tackle, penalties, things like that. It kind of kept the drive alive and, you know, so – I don't think nobody would come out of that game saying they did a good enough job to win, you know, because everybody in that locker room is going to take accountability of, you know, they could have done better, should have done better, should have been better this play, that play, or whatever. So, you know, yeah, 17 points, maybe not a lot of points, but, you know, to us, as far as a standard, you know, we expecting to be better in situations like that. So
I feel like we've talked about it throughout the season, but you know, why do you think 6-0 at home with a chance to run the table the next couple of weeks at home, and then 3-5 on the road?
I couldn't give you no real answer, man. It's kind of just I really can't give you an answer. It's just you know, get out executed, get out played. You know, it's the football, it's the NFL, so you know you're dealing with great teams each and every week, you know, no matter how they played the week before or, you know, week two or early in the season, you just kind of – it's that Sunday that you got to perform and you got to show up. So just because you did it last week at home or, you know, 6 weeks ago, you did good this time. But, you know, it's in any given Sunday, so you just got to show up that day. And, you know, it's you know, teams execute well. We get out executed. We get out play, out physical, all those things. And, you know, you end up losing games.
I hate to say it, but it sounds like sometimes your team isn't tough enough mentally on the road. All those things you just described. Are you tough enough?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know.
I don't mean physically, because you're close enough to hurt me here.
Yeah,
but
No.
Mentally, is your team tough enough on the road?
Yeah, I think. You know, just the you know, the structure, the history of the organization. You know, we pride ourselves on being mentally tough and having, you know, mentally tough guys in the locker room. You know, I don't think it's anything about mental toughness or things like that. I think it's just, you know, just not making a play here and there. So, you know, I think, you know, because some oftentimes we'll, you know, be down and we'll probably come back, scratch, claw back, and, you know, it kind of be a situation like that. But it's just sometimes it's just, you know, didn't execute well or, you know, didn't play as physically, you know, things like that. So it was, I don't think it's mental toughness. I think it's just more just, you know, just. It's the NFL, man. They
get paid too.
Yeah. Teams come out and they come ready. And if you're not as ready as they are at that time, then you know you can kind of get yourself behind real fast. So. Yeah.
And you got the Bills this weekend. It can be a different look than you guys had the last time. Yeah. Josh Allen's been healthy. He's been back in there.
By the way, Trey, he can run too.
Yeah. He's been running like crazy. Yeah. So I assume that's going to have to be one of the real keys to slowing them down.
Yeah. You know, like you said. You know, he can run. He's definitely a dual-threat quarterback, run, throw, things like that. So, you know, it's another one of those, you know. Just, you know, just that's the way, you know, a lot of teams in the NFL are going, mobile quarterbacks, things like that, and you just got to be disciplined and be aware of the rush lane. So, yeah.
You think you'll be extra motivated? Yeah. I mean, I know that there's not a week where you're not motivated, but 2 weeks in a row, you know, you guys came up a little short. I mean, I'm sure everybody's going to be pretty motivated for this game.
Yeah, you know, guys are, you know, just
that taste out of it.
Yeah, the whole organization, you know that, you know, losing doesn't come, is not comfortable, you know, to us. So, obviously, guys are going to be you know, wanting to get it right. They're going to be straining, focusing, doing all the little things that they can just to get it right throughout the practice week, you know. As far as the game, you know, obviously, you know, in the game, you know, emotions, whatever, but I think a lot of times it comes in practice where, you know, you really got to focus and strain on those small fundamental details, starting fast, being physical, having proper hand placement, you know, having leverage on tackles, being able to be in position to make a great tackle, you know, all those little things that, you know, you may take for granted, you know, whereas week 16, you may take all the fundamentals for granted because, you know, in camp, you do them every day, just about every drill. But, you know, now during the season, you don't do them as much. So I think just, you know, you're going to see a lot of guys just more focused on those little things and trying to get better at those little things throughout practice. And then when the game come around, obviously, you know, you're going to be on emotion and, you know, it's going to be a creature of habit. So, yeah.
We appreciate the time as always. Yeah. Good luck next weekend.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
And if I don't see you beforehand, Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right,
thank
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.